an interview with Daniel Smith, part one. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and today I bring you part one of a three-part series of interviews with a new friend of mine called Daniel Smith. I met Daniel on a Bible study tour of Israel very recently, and we sat down and had a great conversation about leading corporate worship. Daniel leads worship in the San Diego International Church of Christ. And we had a very fruitful and interesting conversation about worship and everything to do with that. So I've broken it into three parts because there are three main sections to the interview, and I hope you enjoy it. Today, he introduces himself and talks about his own motivation in leading corporate worship. Let me know what you think.
So Daniel, here we are in Jerusalem.
Ah, yes. Yes, excellent.
Of all places. And I just thought it'd be great to get to know you better, and for the people in the UK and Ireland especially,
yeah,
to hear from you as a song leader, as a worship leader, and your convictions and all of that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Oh, thank you.
So why don't we start with who you are, where you're from?
Sure. So I'm 29 years old, and I'm a San Diegan. I was born and raised in San Diego all my life, lived in the same house all my life, graduated from San Diego State University. That's where I was met and reached out to. I graduated as a computer engineer, and now I work as a software developer at San Diego Gas and Electric. When I'm not doing that, I also serve in the worship ministry at our church. I've been leading the worship for 8 years now, and I also get the pleasure of leading the singles ministry in our ministry in San Diego as well. And just for fun, you know, besides spending time with my friends, love spending time with friends and disciples, but I also like playing video games, going to the movies, and just getting, I really enjoy quiet time. Time with God, but just time to be still, because I'm always going. But yeah, and I absolutely love singing.
And a leader of worship needs time alone.
Yes.
You got to get refreshed, both with God, but just I think to be able to clear your mind of all the clutter.
Yeah.
That's so valuable.
Yeah, most definitely. That's kind of like, it's a life scripture for me. I tell that to people a lot. Like, oh, what's your scripture for the year? I have scriptures for the year, but a life scripture for me has been Luke 10, when Jesus is at the home of Mary and Martha. And he looks at Martha and says, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. Few things are needed, but really only one thing is important. And I have to come back to that scripture all the time, because I need that alone time, or I just don't feel ready to give in anything, especially not in worship.
Yeah, the one thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Well, can I ask you, what convinced you that you were called to be a worship leader? What's your motivations? What drives you? You see that sense of calling, you know, that energy that propels you into helping to lead corporate worship. Where does that come from?
That's cool. That's a cool question, because I feel like God always kind of hands me things. He puts things and gives it to me. Because I generally like to be kind of in the background. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and around 15 or 16, I joined the choir and was just developing my voice. One fateful day, they had me direct the choir, so I started choir directing and did that for 2 years, became the main choir director. Once I was reached out to in this church, and they studied the Bible, it took a while, saw the scriptures, got baptized. I had been asked to lead a few songs at Campus Devos, just fun times, and I enjoyed doing it, but I was not a song leader back then. But people saw something, and they kept asking me, like, hey, we need you to song lead, hey, we want you to song lead. Until it became, oh, Daniel, would you like to be the worship leader? And I was a worship intern for a year at our church, and then that kind of propelled it. I realized what I think is really important to me is I want people to experience like the joy of worshiping and singing to God. Like, I feel sometimes people think, like for maybe the teens, it's not cool, or the young guys, it's not cool to do it, or they don't have fun. For other people, they don't feel connected to it. And for me personally, I want people to see it's a joy. It's a joy to connect with God. It's a joy to sing praises to Him. It's a joy to celebrate and have fun. It's cool to do. You can have some cool songs too. For the ones who are kind of stoic and stiff, it's moving. And for those that are soft-hearted, oh man, you can cry all you want. Like, it's an enjoyable thing, worshiping God through song. That's what really kind of motivates me. And when people get that, oh, I can do that. I can sing probably all day until my voice gives out. Yeah.
You've got something that drives you.
Yes.
It's really in your core.
Those are Daniel's thoughts about his own motivation for leading corporate worship. What are yours? I would love to know. Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Leave us a review, click the like button and the subscribe button, and let's keep learning about the best ways to help not only ourselves, but those we lead to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Until the next time, take care and God bless.